my friend. Welcome to The Funny Thing About Parenting. This is TJ along with Melissa.
Hi.
Hi. Happy New Year, friends, all that. Happy holidays, happy new year, blah, 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 blah. Welcome.
Blah-bitty, blah, blah, blah.
It's good to see you again. It's been a couple of weeks.
It's been a year. We saw you last year.
Okay.
Tanley did that to me in the car today. The first time I heard that was last year. I was like, where did you last see your tap shoes? She said last year. Because we over winter break lost her tap shoes.
So our middle child lost her tap shoes. No surprise there. So my question to you, Melissa, is if she were joking, would you A, think it's funny, B, think it's not funny, C, think it's not funny, but pretend that it was funny?
It was kind of funny because she was so quick. Like, she has put in her mind that this, like, anything past the last couple of days is last year. So that in and of itself is kind of funny.
All right.
I guess.
That is, we'll check the funny box.
Sure.
We'll check the funny box. Well, we hope that you are doing great. Hope you had a great break. Melissa especially, started just getting rid of things in our house. You're like a madman.
Mad woman. I'm not mad. I'm just determined.
Let me ask you this. Let's get people caught up to speed. Wow, that was a very hard sentence. Have we been hoarders?
I think it happens naturally. And I think unless someone is just like type A and like already very organized and minimalist-ic.
I didn't think you were going to get it. You got it.
Did I?
Okay. Minimalistic. Thank you. You got it.
I think it's just a natural thing to start hoarding things. And I think we are not hoarders because we like a certain calm in our lives that we get rid of some stuff, but I think it's easy to hold on to things, especially when you have four kids. Like, we as adults are holding on to things. And then, we have four kids who have a birthday every year, four birthdays a year, and holidays. And you just start to, accumulate a lot of things, you know?
I do know. I'm well aware because you
want to have a place for everything. And that's great, but then those things start overflowing, I don't know.
So what's interesting is that when I went to college and moved into an apartment at college, I brought with me basically everything that was in my dresser. I would literally bear hug all of the clothes hanging up in my closet.
The bear hole.
And I would lay, that'd be the last thing I pack in the back of my car. I would lay hangers worth of all of these clothes and maybe a box, not even a box, of things that I brought with me. Mm-hmm. And then in my parents' crawl space, there was maybe a box, maybe two of just old school things or trophies or what have you. Mm-hmm. Then when we got married, those boxes that were in my parents' crawl space, and my mom is not a hoarder. She gets rid of...
No, she's pretty good.
Into our marriage, you brought a couple boxes.
Right.
Of things. And then over the years of having kids and oh, we should save this, we should save that. You and I were going through our storage room just
yesterday.
Recently.
This is recent.
And we are having to ask ourselves questions should I keep my diploma?
I literally threw my high school diploma away yesterday.
You did?
And I think my college one, right? Did I? Yeah, I did.
Do you have any proof of that bachelor's?
I know. I was but why? I'm not going to hang this up. I'm pretty sure I'm kind of banking on the fact that if I put that I have a high school or college diploma on my resume, that can be validated somehow in the internet.
I don't know what we found? So just for fun, let's go through.
I don't need it.
Do we need to keep our yearbooks?
I don't think so.
That was more of a rhetorical question. You didn't have to answer it. But we also have stacks and stacks of gift baskets. Not baskets, like bags, gift bags.
Sure.
From old birthday. You know, like when the kids were little, and even from our wedding, and when we had our first baby.
You mean like literally like that you would put a gift in? Like those kind of bags?
Right. But we were given, so we were given a gift in a gift bag, and then we folded it nicely and stored it away. And over time, that was just what you did. And now we probably had 40 gift bags folded up. I got rid of.
And those are nice to have a few of. Like same with like Target bags, you know, the Target bags, like to have, and those come in handy. But when you have it overflowing is when you can get rid of a few.
Pictures, you had old pictures. How did you decide which pictures to keep and which pictures to throw away?
Many pictures.
And you threw them away.
Which, I mean, let's take a moment to like, remember when we took pictures and developed them? Like, I had so many pictures because that's what we did. We took so many pictures and then we actually went to the store and got them because that's.
Well, you'd get the Kodak. You'd get the Kodak disposable camera.
Mm-hmm.
You'd take your 24 pictures, and then it was such a fun experience to see what you got.
Yeah,
you didn't get to see what you got you went to print them out.
In my box of pictures, I had so many like of just the album sleeves with the like proofs.
The proofs that came.
And I threw them away. I was like, there could be like something very good on here, but I'm just assuming that I'm okay here.
So there's all these old things that we're going through, and I have all these old, I have so many baseball collectibles that I started to hang up in our basement near our ping pong table. We've got a cute little baseball area.
Looking like a classic sports basement over here. Yeah, yep.
It's mm-hmm. a great thing.
There is a very old, I don't know how old, but an old bottle of Coca-Cola because it has like a baseball player on it. So, you know, it's vintage.
I think it's unopened. It's a glass bottle of Coke, and I believe it's from the late 70s.
But I kept asking.
It was in my grandpa's house.
I kept asking TJ, I'm like, do we trust children down here to look at this and specifically look at a bottle of pop or soda?
If they open it, it's not going to be pretty.
Like, I know, but like.
We might.
You put that up right before we were hosting Christmas, and I was thinking about all the children who are going to be down here. I'm like, someone's going to be like, dude, there's pop on the shelf. Let's drink it.
Magical bottle of soda. Let's open it and all share.
It's like the Wheaties box. Like,
all right. So Melissa, but it goes before digging in our storage room and trying to consolidate the storage room.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, the last couple of weeks, you have legit been going through and getting rid of things. Tell me about that journey.
And I would say it started.
Are you becoming like a decluttering influencer right now?
No. Okay. No. Never an influencer at all. But I mean, I started like kind of the just pick up donation thing has been so lovely. Like, so Epilepsy Foundation, Minnesota. I don't know if they're national or if it's just Minnesota, but they have like a pickup program where you can literally like put stuff on your curbside and they pick it up. So I've been doing that for like probably the last year.
Every week, every month?
Just like maybe every month I'll like just collect random toys and clothes, especially since we are, I think, done having children.
We think.
So, like, you know, like, the basically Winnie's stuff. And then also, especially Teddy's stuff, because we don't have any other. Sometimes I, you know, hand-me-downs I give to friends. But, like, stuff, I'm like, okay, I can donate this.
None of the girls are going to want any of Teddy's old boy things.
Yeah. So, I've been doing this here and there. But I feel like in the last, like, month, I've been on like a rampage.
What has gotten into you?
And it's just like this kind of, I don't know, realization that I think I'm like more of a sensitive person to like stimulation and things like that. Like I'm just noticing that I really like when things are put in its place, and when things are like kind of like, we just took down Christmas decorations and I loved Christmas. I mean, I loved having the Christmas tree up, but that moment when everything's gone and it's so refreshing, it's just a realization that I like having less. And this idea of like, we aren't meant to like manage so many things.
You love a clean countertop.
Oh gosh, I love a good
which is clean great
countertop.
Great,
I mean,
it's great for me.
Am I right?
You've been throwing things. The junk drawer is my bit right here. I clean now. I am not a clean and tidy person, but I appreciate clean and tidy. So I will go. I will like work towards it and go towards it. But I'm a classic middle child. I will throw my stuff wherever. Mm-hmm. Your messes will stress me out. My messes, I don't care. I don't care about my messes. I'll throw my laptop wherever and my cords. If you put a laptop somewhere and cords somewhere, I'll be like, why on earth would you put that there?
Right. Yeah. I've gotten to a place where it's like, if I see a random Barbie shoe on the floor, I'll just throw it away. I used to like, okay, where is the place that we keep Barbie shoes and put it in there? Because we don't want to have a missing pair.
That'd be terrible. I'm kind of getting to that space. Like the last week or so since after Christmas, I've been in the same space where I'm like, I will put anything in front of me right now and I'll throw it away.
Right.
Now I do hold on to things. I don't want to throw my yearbooks away.
Not but yet.
I am dangerously close to being able to throw my yearbooks away.
It's a mind
I told you
thing.
Earlier.
It's
what did I tell you? I told you I will throw away, like I will keep my senior year and maybe a couple of elementary year yearbooks. Everything else, I would throw it away right now.
Have you ever thrown something away in the past that you regretted or like donated or gotten rid of?
First of all, 10 out of 10 question.
Thanks.
Now let me think about it. Have I ever thrown away something that I have regretted throwing away? Honestly, no.
I feel like when it comes to sentimental stuff, it's always a no. Like you think it's sentimental, but no. It's always like the random like electronic or like tool or gadget that you're like, I don't think I need this. And then like literally the next day, like you've had this for 10 years and you never needed it. And then the next day you're like, oh shoot, I actually needed that random thing.
No, I don't even think that because my problem is, so my project this spring is probably going to be the garage because that's what I think any guy has his stuff in his garage and it just, he's like, oh, I've got this little box here where this is where I put my spare nuts and my bolts.
Okay.
And then I've got, those are real things. And then this is where I put my extra tape. This is my painter's tape spot. And then what you do is you pile on things on top of that. I've got this is where I put my drop cloths. And it's just, you start shoving things in to these shelves that you have in your garage. And then all of a sudden I'm like, all right, it's been 3 years since I've painted, but I'm going to paint. I'm going to paint Teddy's room. Just painted Teddy's room a couple months ago. Well, I better get some painter's tape. Mm. I don't think I have any.
Oh.
Haven't seen it in a while. So I go to Home Depot, get the paint, get the painter's tape.
And then you find
get a couple brushes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I couldn't even tell you. I probably have paint, but that's my point. My point is, you forget you have these things because you have too many things.
Yep. And by the time you need it, you either lost the stuff, or I don't know. It's like with clothes. Like you're like, I want to keep it just in case it fits me, especially as a mom with. I had 4 kids, so I have so many, like, I've gotten rid of so many clothes. I'm just, like, relentless. I'm like, I've waited how many years to try to fit into this thing again, or try to, like, maybe it would come back into style. No.
It's not coming back into style.
I'm just getting rid of it.
The next time
if I have not worn it in the last year, or, I mean, 3 years, 4 years, whatever, put it in a bag, put it in the next donation pickup.
Oh, isn't it so hard, though? I was telling you, I have a bright orange polo that's I bought it from Target, I want to say 11 years ago, and it's mm-hmm. it's like a golf shirt, and I think I got it because I like needed a golf shirt, or maybe I was trying to look nice. Is that possible? It's such an ugly, but just the other day I told you I think I need to keep it because it's like my one ugly shirt for videos.
When you, I want you the need dad like a one. Little prop box or like bin, because you probably have so many things like that that you need to like start to windle down. Like what actually?
How many dorky you know, like, polos do I need?
Yeah, like if you put everything that you're like, oh, I could use this for a video in a box. Like, would it be too much?
Yeah,
stuff?
It would be. I'm not a big prop guy either.
And if you look at that next year and you're like, oh, I said this last year and the year before, it's time to get rid of it.
I'm not a big costume and prop guy. Usually my props are just things that are laying out. And I'm like, oh, I could use this fidget cube.
Mm-hmm.
And is fidget cube, is that a thing?
I don't.
What are those things? Poppets?
It used to be a thing.
I meant to say a poppet.
The fidget cube.
I know what the fidget cube is. That was a...
Yeah.
That was a fun kickstart.
But yeah, I think if you, I think.
What do you think, Melissa?
I personally am triggered a little bit by like all the stuff. And like, so I'm like a little more sensitive to just like stimulation in general. Like if things are just out, I just know that bothers me. And it comes back to like my own thoughts about that. But like I want everything to have its place. And when those places start getting overflowing, it's like, I'm just going to, who cares? I'm going to get rid of it. And you know what? I have a few things like kind of hiding right now, like a random.
Really?
Like
as a test?
Well, not for me, but like for the kids.
Right.
Like I have like a random, like this big LOL doll that's been sitting on the kids' dresser. In their room.
So like
I thought,
because
that's something I thought they would notice if I took it, but it's been annoying me. And so I just like kind of like hid it away. And I'm like, if they don't mention it for 1 or 2 weeks, it's going in the donation bin. But they're, oh my gosh, get this. This random like bubblegum dispenser thing from a candy shop, like in up north. That we got, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, we say up north in Minnesota, by the way.
Like I'm saying, it's like this, a vacation spot. We found a candy store and we got this thing that our older two kids loved. And it's one of those things, like you should probably just throw away when it's done. It dispenses like bubblegum tape. It was rediscovered. And so our middle child like loves it. And it's like sitting on her dresser and it was sitting on her countertop for a couple days. So I just threw it away today. And like she had a friend over. And it was under a bunch of stuff. And she's like, Mom.
In the garbage?
Yeah. She was like, where's that thing? I want, like, Grace really wanted to see it. And I was like, oh, shucks. So I was like, oh, I think it's over here. And
you
so like when she wasn't looking, I got it out.
You
I know.
Wedged it out
I
of
did,
the garbage?
I did. And I'm regretting my decision. And so now it's back on, like...
Tenley's a licker, too. She probably licked it. What would you say to somebody listening who... I feel like I heard you say this recently about value. Because some people would say, I don't want to get rid of something because of its value, whether it's sentimental value or actually, like, money value.
Oh, yeah. If you're not using it, it literally has no value to you.
If it's just shit, like, if you have
it... I mean,
if
it's something you can sell for, like... over $50 to $100, sure, sell it. But if it's just this thing that like it's going to be hard to sell, or like it's just quote unquote sentimental. Get rid of it. It has no value.
I was going through, we had a wedding box.
Yeah.
And you would be looking through it like, oh, there's some sentimental value in here. There's a gift that we were given, which is my favorite gift that we've ever been given. And it was for our wedding. And it's a little naked angel sitting on a log. It's like a little garden angel sitting on a log. Yeah. And the angel is...
I'm keeping it for like the white elephant gift. Like the give, just hand it off to someone else.
And then amongst other things too. But I think the... Okay. If you're going to hang on to something because it's sentimental.
Right.
But you just stuff it away in a box and it sits in your crawl space or your, you know, in a storage room. What are you holding on to it for? Mm-hmm. In my opinion, what you're going to do, and even with like all of our old things, old pictures, old just yearbooks, what we're going to do is in 7 years, we're going to pull these things out. We're going to look at them and they're going to make us smile like, oh, that's nice.
For a moment.
For yeah, a moment. Like, just a, nice. A fleeting moment of like, oh, yeah, that's nice. Maybe not even smile. Just like, oh, yeah. You put it back 14 years later. You do the same thing. For like 3 seconds of a smile. Like, oh, right. Yeah, yeah. And I'm not talking about like
and
sacred.
And the next time you're going to die and your kids are going to pull it out. And it's not going to make them smile because they don't get it. They don't understand the inside joke.
I did say getting rid of these things right now is actually a gift to our kids in the future. So they don't have to worry about what am I going to do with dad's old yearbooks? Like 50 years down the line. Anyway, so I'm not talking about like the very special family sentimental right. things. Like obviously everybody has their things that you'll never get rid of and that's totally fine.
But yes, I kind of half joked, half was serious with my, like I had a couple boxes of like my childhood things. And I was like, I almost would rather you just take this and throw it all away without looking at it so I don't have to look through it.
Yeah.
Because I would know nothing different. Like, if you just threw that away, I haven't looked through this box in 15 years. I don't know what I'm missing. And it, like, sure, now I'm going to look through this and now I'm going to second guess everything. Like, oh, should I throw this away?
This is so sweet.
But I wouldn't have, like, I would have forgotten about it if you would have just taken it away.
So are the memories valuable?
As we go on. We remember.
All right, so 2023, we are just going to get rid of, we're going to get rid of stuff. That's what we're going to be doing. This is not a new year, new you situation, folks. This is not us trying to be inspiring
no.
you to have.
Old you.
What do you call them? Resolutions?
Yeah, I don't know. Bucket list.
This is not a resolution thing. This is just a, it's actually been kind of fun and somewhat freeing to just throw things away. We're donating a lot, throwing a lot of things away.
I will say, when the donation truck comes and takes it away, there's no anxiety. Like, oh, did I get rid of something I shouldn't have? It's always like, oh, that it's just a breath of fresh air.
And then you come back in the house and you start going through more things to get rid of. And you're like, yeah. I didn't even make a dent.
That's the thing, right? It feels so refreshing and light. But then I look around and I'm like, wait. Why do I still have so much stuff? So yeah, maybe this is first world problems, but.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely it is.
It's like stuff that doesn't matter though.
But it's still, I still think it's important because it's, yes, it is first world problems, but it is a problem when stuff stresses us out and we don't even know it's the stuff that's stressing us out half the time.
Mm-hmm.
So if getting rid of stuff can help us just be better humans,
yeah,
I'm all for it.
I am too.
All right. That wraps it up. Great episode, Melissa. By the way, what are you reading right now?
Ooh.
What's Melissa reading segment? I just finished
a mystery, which was called Hidden Pictures. And I like sped through it today because I read a little bit last night before bed and it was creeping me out and it reminded me that I'm kind of a scaredy cat and I don't like reading scary things before bed. So I was like, I need to read this really fast so that I can get back to like a rom-com.
Yeah, it's out of character for you not to be reading a rom-com.
Well, I do like mysteries, but I was reminded that mysteries before bed kind of make me nervous. I was up all night, like, just looking at all the different lights around the room. Like, yeah, I don't. But it was a really good book. Really good.
I am reading. What are you reading, TJ? Oh, thanks for asking.
Oh, yeah.
I am reading.
I got that for you.
Walt Disney's Mickey Mouse, The Ultimate History.
Do you like it?
I love it. It's great. It's
just Mickey Mouse.
500 pages of the history of Mickey Mouse. I'll leave you with this. Why in the world has a mouse captured the hearts of so many people over the last 90 years?
Yeah.
We don't know. We don't know why. It's a mystery. Full circle
because
moment.
Because he's simple.
It's a mystery.
Simple.
No, he's nice and optimistic.
Nice.
And he gets into trouble accidentally. He's like a human, basically. All right. That's goofy.
Okay.
All right. We're going to cut it off. Thanks for listening,
bye.
Everybody.
Bye.